This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll talk about the Steelers schedule. What do you think? Predictions. Everybody likes to make these predictions. It's hard to gauge. Some thoughts about this thing. Four primetime games, but only two on Thursday night, which is too many to me. Thursday night football, I get what the NFL is trying to do. They're trying to make everything big on every day of the week. They even have a Black Friday event now coming up on a yearly basis. So they want to make the Amazon product better, which is why they're considering all this flexing of games later, which is a disservice to fans, I think. But it's all about eyeballs on television screens and anything else that can certainly bring you the information you're looking for with the NFL. They know what they're doing. There's no question about that. But I think it does put a little bit of a tax on the fans who do travel to these games. Some very interesting matchups for the Steelers as well. We'll go through this game by game as we go along. But when you look at it, again, first glance, knowing what the Steelers have done, expecting guys to, come in and play right off the bat, perhaps, what does that mean? Well, they better get off to a good start because they have three of their final four on the road, which is not going to be easy for them to do. And they have a chance to get off to a good start. Two games right off the bat at home, one against 49ers. Overall, it looks 10-7, 11-6 to me. That would be what I look at right now. But it could change, obviously. There's a lot going on in the next several months leading up to training camp. And then the first three preseason games, which we're happy to say we have all of them on KDK TV. And looking forward to that with Charlie Batch. To do those games and to see what some of these guys can show you heading into their first game against San Francisco. Interesting way to start the season. San Francisco coming to Pittsburgh, a home game to start. And to me, the number one focus on that game, in addition to, the quarterback play, which is always going to be under scrutiny, Kenny Pickett versus maybe Brock Purdy versus maybe Sam Darnold versus maybe Trey Lance. I don't know what they're going to do with San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan made a couple of comments about why he was glad to take on the Eagles later in this season, and you could read a lot into it. He said basically that, I want to make sure our team is completely healthy before we play Philadelphia. Well, what does that mean? They're not going to be healthy in week one? Who won't be? Will it be Brock Purdy? They got some stuff to sort out there. But the biggest storyline to me, aside from the quarterbacks, and of course all eyes on Matt Canada, is the left tackle position. Because you have the reigning defensive player in the year coming in, and Nick Bosa. And he'll be lining up against either Dan Moore Jr., who was last year's starter and played every single snap, or the number one pick for the Steelers at 14, Broderick Jones. You would think on paper that it should be Jones. He's brought in first round. It's the first offensive tackle drafted by the Steelers in 27 years. That's how much they thought of him. Marquise Bouncey started right off the bat. They're going to expect him to come in and make a statement. But keep in mind that you don't have many opportunities to do that in what we're going to see this weekend, which is rookie minicamp. Josh Roundtree's on his way down there. That guy works a lot of hours at Josh Roundtree. And he'll be back later with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. So, the bottom line is, will he have enough time in training camp? They're basically 15 tackles or 15 practices. Not many feature tackling, not many feature pads. There will be at times, and you have three preseason games to judge him and if he's ready to go. That's a daunting way to start your NFL career. If you do beat out Dan Moore, and I still look at that as a competition to at least start, then Broderick Jones is going to right off the bat delve into Nick Bosa. Now, the good thing for Broderick Jones is that he will have an opportunity to line up in practice against T.J. Watt, who was the year before's Defensive Player of the Year. So he will get everything he needs to know and see from the guy who can do it in T.J. Watt to apply that to Nick Bosa in week one. So that will be one of my most interesting storylines for sure. I want to see how they do in that situation and how they contain him. You know, Dan Moore, you can say what you want about him, but 33 of 34 games he started. That's not bad for a fourth-round pick who's not expected to come in and immediately start. Well, he was given that opportunity. And yes, he allowed 7 sacks last year. He was penalized a lot. I think it was 10 times. That's got to reduce. But he has the experience. And the question will be, if you trust Broderick Jones in week one, do you? And can he be effective against Nick Bosa? Then you have the third-round pick who's – or the – fourth-round pick in Darnell Washington, who looks like a member of the offensive line. He to me, he looks like and talks as if he wants to be more of a blocker than a pass receiver, although he can be very effective in that passing game, which I expect them to exploit. They will use it. They will take advantage of it, but he's also very good at the point of attack, which to me puts a lot of pressure on Najee Harris. We can talk about Kenny Pickett. Obviously, as the quarterback, you expect him to take a leap forward this year. Dan Miller on our Twitter hits me up and says, Kenny Pickett must have a good year. That's true. He has to. You define good year to me. I define them in wins. I want to see how this team does, but I think Najee Harris is the guy more than anyone who has to have – they've lined up this offensive line to be deeper, better, and more physical. That to me means they want to run the ball and have in-your-face kind of attitude when it comes to the run game, which should make life, if it works, easier for Kenny Pickett as well. 412-928-9370 is the number to call if you'd like to opine about that, because I know a lot of people want to talk about the fact that some of these guys should come in and immediately start. Broderick Jones would be one of them. Second-round pick, Joey Porter. Should he come in and start immediately? Well, you know, he's basically a first-round pick, number 32 overall, and they do need help over there. Now, certainly Patrick Peterson's a guy who could come in and play immediately and will play immediately. What about Joey Porter Jr.? Can he come in immediately and end up being a starter? To me, the odds are not in his favor to do that, but eventually he will play, and he'll play a lot, make no mistake about it. But I don't know about week one. Again, San Francisco is one of those offenses. For a rookie to try to figure out, they do a lot of misdirection stuff. They try to get the ball in George Kittle's hands, and they have playmakers all over the place. It puts a lot of pressure on a defense. So I don't know if that's going to be the call for him, just because week one is a tough one right off the bat. We'll see. And then after that, Keanu Benton as a third-round pick. This is a guy who is, you know, has wrestling background. I always like that. You know, I always like that with defensive guys who have wrestling backgrounds, because I think they know how to maneuver in there in tight situations to try to escape, use your hands, use your legs, leverage, all that stuff. He needs to play a lot this year. I don't know right off the bat if that's the case. Can he beat out who they have on the roster? He should be able to, but you never know. Keep in mind that Javon Hargrave, who the Steelers will also see in week one, now a member of the 49ers, was a third-round pick and made his mark right off the bat. South Carolina State, and he became very good and got a lucrative deal with Philly, and now has a lucrative deal with the 49ers. So, you know, Keanu Benton can do it. And then, of course, you know, you go after that, and you have Washington, who I think will be a big part of their run game when he's in there. But I also think that he can do some things over the middle and be a mismatch for a lot of guys.